The FT.
Rebecca Brooks is back. Once the queen of the British newspaper industry, Miss Brooks was acquitted of phone hacking offences last year and is now set for a new job in Rupert Murdoch's media empire. I'm Henry Mance, the Financial Times media correspondent, and I'm here with Matt Garahan, our global media editor, to discuss the return of Miss Brooks. Matt, was it ever in doubt that she would come back?
No, not at all. I think once she was acquitted, it was only a matter of time before she re-emerged in some role with one of Rupert Murdoch's companies, 21st Century Fox or News Corp. I mean, publishing and newspapers are her specialty and where she cut her teeth, and News Corp was the obvious destination. I think the only question was what kind of role she would come back to.
Just to remember her story, I mean, she started in very lowly positions in the UK newspaper business, rose to being the editor of The Sun and News of the World, and then actually is chief executive of the whole newspaper division in the UK, including The Times and The Sunday Times. So this role, you'll see her getting her hands dirty, perhaps with online investments?
Yes, as you said, she was a tenacious and pretty well-regarded reporter, a terrific editor, very, very good at nailing the story, and rose to the top at News Corp, overseeing a broad portfolio of tabloid and broadsheet newspapers. Her new role, News Corp is not commenting on. We understand it's going to be very senior, overseeing digital investments in the UK. Storyful currently is the only digital company that News Corp really operates in the UK outside of the newspapers.
We're pretty it's based in Ireland, but works with UK newspapers.
Based in Ireland, and she will continue to live, I think, in Oxfordshire, where she lives and works on Storyful and other things, what they are as yet unclear. But I think we're pretty sure that she's not going to be going back to newspapers, having been there and done that.
It's 4 years since she resigned from the UK newspaper business. I mean, how much damage has been done to her career?
Well, you know, let's not forget that she was cleared of all the charges against her. But, you know, she's been 4 years out of the game. And in the digital landscape, that's a lifetime. So things have changed completely. And we have to ask how effective Rebecca Brooks is going to be in whichever role she ends up taking. I mean, if, as we suspect, she's at Storyful and she's looking at other digital investments, then great. I mean, she has a nose for a story. Storyful is a social media company that crafts and frames news using social media tools and techniques. And I think that is a kind of natural home for her. But more broadly, if her job is to look for cutting-edge digital investments, you have to wonder what kind of experience she has in this regard. I think during the trial that it came out, one witness said that Ms. Brooks was not particularly technically savvy. So we'll have to wait and see about that one.
This sounds very much like Rupert Murdoch and those around him finding a role for someone that they obviously value very much and who obviously they've had to stand by, but has also stood by them in their legal problems. I mean, never did Rebecca Brooks come out and say, I've been betrayed. In fact, she was handled pretty favourably in terms of her legal fees being paid. She received a severance package of over £10 million and had other costs such as a flat and an assistant paid for. So, I mean, this looks like the favour being repaid.
I think that the mutual support that Rupert Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks gave each other was pretty unwavering throughout the phone hacking trial. As you say, she never came out and criticised him or the company, and likewise, if anything, he was pretty fulsome in his praise of her during the phone hacking scandal. There was that particular moment when reporters spotted the two of them shortly after the scandal first really blew up in 2011, and I think Rupert Murdoch was asked, you know, what's your priority now, and he motioned to Rebecca Brooks and said, this one. So I think finding her a job back within the firmament of News Corp was a priority. She's had some time to get over the trauma of the trial, and the only issue really was what the job would look like and where she would be located.
I guess the big question that everyone would ask is, Rupert Murdoch will not continue to run his companies forever. How big a role could there be for Rebecca Brooks? Could she be considered a successor in a major way, like one of his sons currently is?
I think at some point in the pretty distant future, perhaps, but I think the positioning of James Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch in their respective roles at either company are such to indicate that they will take the sort of instrumental role, that there may be a senior operations person alongside them. I mean, currently Chase Carey has that role at 21st Century Fox. Robert Thompson is the senior operations person at News Corp. There isn't really a reason now to say why Rebecca Brooks couldn't one day be that person, but I think the family will come first, and the younger Murdochs will be the senior figures and those most likely to inherit their father's mantle down the line.
Matt, thanks very much. We'll see where Rebecca gets to.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.